Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, with respect to the cheese drop in Plymouth and the taco drop in San Antonio, which I'm sure you're all following, and the great pierogi drop in Whiting, Indiana, the most culturally significant drop of them all takes place in New York City tonight. New Year's Eve, Times Square ball drop, also with one of the most extensive and layered security operations in North America. ABC's Peter Haralambos is in New York. Hi, Peter.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, appreciate you being on. So I know million-plus people will be in that area, and it's always a year in an event where security is top of mind, but what's different this year?
Yeah, we're seeing a few minor changes this year. We're going to see more police on certain avenues. There are going to be mobile teams for the first time conducting secondary screenings. All of this comes after last year's really tragic attack in New Orleans. That vehicle ramming attack took the lives of 14, injured nearly 60. And that's really front of mind for the NYPD as they look at the security picture today. According to an assessment we've reviewed, while there is no specific credible threat identified against New York, New York City itself and the New Year's Eve celebrations remain an aspirational target. Specifically, they're concerned about lone offenders or small groups motivated by ideology and the specific use of a vehicle ramming attack. So all of that is being factored into the security picture. We're going to see canine units, heavy weapons units, the harbor squad, helicopters, drones, undercover officers, really everything the NYPD has in store will be deployed today to protect the nearly million people who are going to be gathering in Times Square.
So, Peter, I know you just mentioned that these additional screenings, this is the first time they've been added to the ball drop site, but this isn't the first time that the Times Square event has had extra security, right? Because I have to imagine previous world events, I think of like September 11th, necessitated some enhanced security protocol.
That's 100% right. So, you know, this is an area where the NYPD has a ton of experience protecting everything from the marathon every year to world events like the gathering of the UN. It's nothing different, perhaps, here. We're just seeing, just a ton of people congregating in a central area. And for what it's worth, the real difference this year isn't necessarily the security picture, but actual the festivities. For the first time, we're going to see two different ball drops. There'll be, of course, the one at midnight that celebrates the arrival of the new year. And then 4 minutes later, at 12:04, there'll be a second ball drop. This time, the same ball, just illuminated in red, white, and blue. They're going to do that to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the country. They're also going to drop 2,000 pounds of confetti set to the tune of America the Beautiful by Ray Charles. All of this ahead of a third ball drop. This one will happen in July to celebrate the 250th. So two for the price of one for those who are willing to endure the cold weather and crowded conditions in Times Square today.
It sounds like a busy night for the street sweepers. I was going to ask you about crowd control and where you can get a vehicle and where you cannot. I think in all my years watching this, Peter, I don't think I've ever seen a vehicle, period. Like, it's all just people trying to figure out where they're going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the great irony there is that Times Square was created by the intersection of two different roads. You're just not going to see any vehicles today. They're blocking off those streets. They are specifically concerned about a vehicle ramming attack. So you're going to see those security bollards all over the place, preventing any cars from even entering. The NYPD often supplements those with garbage trucks and trucks full of sand to prevent any kind of cars from entering. So, you know, while Times Square is technically an area where two roads should be intersecting, no cars at all, specifically because of that threat, huge crowds of people. You're just going to see tons of crowds. People are beginning to line up this morning. They open up the doors, the lines for security at 3 p.m., and those folks are going to be standing around in the cold for about 8 hours ahead of the ball.
It does not sound like a lot of fun to me. I will happily be watching it. There's another event taking place here in New York. Zoran Mamdani is going to be sworn in as mayor of New York City. How does that complicate matters here from a security perspective, Peter?
Yeah, in a way, it makes the entire festivities a 48-hour event because you have, of course, New Year's Eve in Times Square. Then the attention moves downtown. It moves down to City Hall, specifically to the now abandoned City Hall subway station. Mamdani has chosen that as the place where he would like to be inaugurated. That's different from Mayor Adams, who was inaugurated in Times Square right after the festivities. Mamdani is choosing that location, kind of a reminder of New York's history of creating beautiful public works. being used to kind of ring in this historic new mayor. And then he'll be celebrating the next day with a block party downtown, inviting the community in to celebrate kind of a new age in New York that he's hoping will really change the way New Yorkers get to experience life on a daily basis.
With regard to the security detail for all of this now, Peter, how difficult is it for a group like NYPD or these other large city police departments to make sure everyone who's coming out to the gatherings is aware of the security procedures before they get there so everything's clear, but also not showing your hand too much to a possible bad actor?
Yeah, that's a great question, because at the end of the day, you know, there's no question that the NYPD today is deploying everything they have. It's if you're an NYPD officer, very few of them get to take off for New Year's. At least they make a little bit of overtime from this. But it's also doing it in a manner that isn't overwhelming, that isn't making it feel like you're in a militarized zone. So they do this through kind of clever placement of officers, and certainly the use of undercover officers. Modern technology helps lighten the load. We're seeing drones, we're seeing facial recognition technology deployed across the city. All of this to kind of ensure that people are safe without creating the impression of just overwhelming militarized police throughout the city.
Major event in New York City tonight. Have fun out there. Peter Haralambos joining us from ABC. Appreciate it, Peter. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thanks so much. Have a happy New Year.